All right, Dave, let's get a little football in the mix, please. Oh, college.
That's right. It is college football, and we are 7 days away from week zero.
Week one, but okay.
Exactly. We have Florida State and Georgia Tech going to Dublin. So here's what we're going to do. We have six unranked teams to watch for in the college football race. Start with, and you can say no to it if you don't think that there are any chance for them. Let's start in Virginia Tech. Quarterback Kyren Drones is there. What do you think there? Virginia Tech in the ACC.
And this is to make the playoffs?
Teams to watch for, yeah.
Yeah, I think Virginia Tech with the quarterback. I'd have to take a look at their schedule, but they're in the ACC. I don't think they're going to have that many big-time games, so I could see Virginia Tech being a sleeper team from the ACC.
Only tough one, or they have two tough ones. One's at home, one's on the road. At Miami, September 27th, and then at home against Clemson, November 9th, which will probably be a night game, I'm guessing.
Don't overlook Marshall. A lot of teams have done that in the past.
Okay, Marshall, September 7th, yes. On the CW.
Right after my wife and kids.
Right after my wife and kids, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to another ACC team. Do you believe in them to be a threat? And that is Louisville.
Wow. I mean, Brahm's a pretty damn good coach. So I think they'll always be a threat in the conference, right? He's still coaching there, yeah. I mean, he's a very good offensive coach. I don't think they're going to be a threat to, you know, win the national championship.
Who's a Louisville quarterback? Do we know? Yeah, I think they'll be an okay team, but I don't see them being a threat at all.
Tyler Shaw? I never know how to pronounce that name.
I don't see them as being a threat.
Their biggest games would be at Notre Dame, September 28th.
That's a loss.
Miami at home. And then at Clemson, November 2nd.
Yeah, they're ready good. For next year.
They're good for an upset.
Yeah, exactly, Stoney.
They're always good for an upset, especially a night game at home. They're just that team that you're like, it's almost like Purdue in the Big Ten. Like, how did you beat this team? But they find a way to get it done.
So let's go over to the middle of the country. Iowa State. And it's interesting, they started with 4 years ago. Cyclones finished number 9 in the country. They went 9-3, but they haven't had the best few seasons after that. Can they return? They have a sophomore quarterback, Rocco Beck.
Well, if they can score against Iowa on September 7th, then, you know, that's their basic season.
Yeah.
The Big 12 is what it is. I mean, they have some decent teams. But here's the deal with Iowa State. I'm sick of this Matt Campbell crap. I mean, there are people that thought the Lions should have hired Matt Campbell instead of Dan Campbell. Matt Campbell was always off.
Stoney, at the time, he was the hot name.
I know. But why? Because they were okay. They overachieved a little bit. He was the hot name let's get rid of Harbaugh. Let's bring in Matt Campbell.
I mean, it was the same. Matt Rhule was the same way. He was the hot name. He got the NFL job. Right, and you found out, you know what? He wasn't that good. Right. So, I don't mind when people get swept up, because if all of a sudden your team is doing something, then, yeah, you reap the benefits. But where's the Cy-Hawk game going to be played at?
It's at Iowa.
That's going to be difficult. But that game, if you can win that one, it can catapult you. I look at the Big 12 as being wide open because Texas and Oklahoma being gone. They got to figure out who's going to be the new top dog in that conference. You beat Iowa, and I think that's going to catapult you into the rankings, and you're going to be one of the favorites for the Big 12.
Let's head over to Florida, and let's talk about KJ Jefferson's there, UCF. I don't believe in KJ Jefferson. I'm sorry, I don't.
No?
No, I don't believe in him.
Well, Only because I look at what Mullins did with Newton.
Okay.
He's built very similar to Cam Newton. He was able to run an efficient offense. I do. And they're desperate. They're absolutely, they have to win or else he's going to get fired. Now it's going to be hard. If Florida gets there, they've earned it. And it's one of those things that you can't deny because they've knocked off some teams to make it there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's going to be an easy task, but if anybody can get the most out of KJ Jefferson, it will be Florida.
Is Napier? I mean,
Napier. I'm sorry, Napier. Yeah,
he's the guy that basically is on the hottest seat in college football, yes. Right? Would that be fair?
Yeah. He is on the hottest seat because you coach for a fanatical fan base who wants perfection and they want to win the SEC because it is their birthright. Coaching at Florida is like coaching at Tennessee. It's like coaching at Notre Dame. You don't get too many years to disappoint the fans, and you can be a good coach, and you're gone in 2 or 3 years.
And let's close it out with these two teams that are in the, the Power Four. So they're not in the Power Four. Memphis, who had a 10-win season last year, beat Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl, and Boise State, who has Malachi Nelson as their quarterback.
Yeah, he's the USC transfer. Everything is starting with Boise State. They're set up that they could end up being the representative of the non-group of four to make the playoffs. They're one of those teams to watch. I don't know what Memphis is, David. I don't even know. Like, does Memphis have some games on their schedule that can help them get the notoriety? Because they win games, but it's like, all right, you're Memphis. Who did you play? Whereas Boise still has somewhat of a brand name.
And Boise, by the way, they open, or they don't open up, but their second game of the season is at Eugene against the Ducks.
Yeah, and the only thing Memphis looks to have is the third week of the season, they are at Florida State. But they don't really.
That's their season right there.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at the Navy, Middle Tennessee, South Florida, North Texas, Charlotte, UTSA, Memphis. I mean, against Rice, UAB, and Tulane.
Yeah, it's rough.
Tulane's always like it turned into a rivalry game, kind of.
No, Florida State is their yes. season.
Yeah.
You beat Florida State.
You're in the conversation.
And you may be able to run your table. Because you knocked off the Seminoles. But you lose to Florida State. I don't care what you do for the rest of the season because you're not playing anybody.
That is your College Blitz.